Live from NPR News, I'm Shay Stevens. President Biden says he's confident that every U.S. adult will have access to a COVID-19 vaccine by the end of May, or 2 months ahead of schedule. Biden says Johnson & Johnson is getting some help producing doses of its newly approved vaccine.
Two of the largest healthcare and pharmaceutical companies in the world that are usually competitors are working together on the vaccine. Johnson & Johnson and Merck will work together to expand the production of Johnson & Johnson's vaccine.
Biden says he wants every employee at the nation's schools and child care centers to receive at least one vaccine shot by the end of this month. FBI Director Chris Wray is calling the deadly January 6th insurrection against the U.S. Capitol an act of domestic terrorism. At a Senate hearing Tuesday, NPR's Ryan Lucas reports that Wray said the FBI has found no evidence that the so-called Antifa movement was involved.
Wray appeared before the Senate Judiciary Committee for an oversight hearing focused on domestic extremism and the Capitol riot. Lawmakers asked him whether there was any evidence to support the conspiracy theory that left-wing Antifa activists attacked the Capitol to try to frame Trump supporters.
We have not to date seen any evidence of anarchist violent extremists or people subscribing to Antifa in connection with the 6th.
Wray said members of far-right extremist groups like the Oath Keepers and the Proud Boys were in the crowd and played an active role in the violence and storming of the Capitol. More than 300 people have been charged so far in connection with the insurrection. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
A bipartisan group in Congress is backing legislation to allow Puerto Rico to become a U.S. state. NPR's Greg Allen reports that a majority of residents on the island voted in favor of a 2020 referendum supporting statehood.
The House bill has 50 co-sponsors from both parties. It sets up a process for Puerto Rico to become a state, giving the island two senators, four members of the House, and allowing its citizens for the first time to vote for president. Governor Pedro Pierluisi says in a November referendum, a majority of Puerto Rican voters said they want the island to become a U.S. state.
And now, again, a clear majority, almost 53%, chose statehood for Puerto Rico. It is Congress's responsibility to respond to that vote and to offer statehood.
Past attempts to grant statehood to Puerto Rico have failed. Some leading Republicans oppose statehood, and some Democrats want Puerto Rico to first hold a convention on the island's political status. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
House Democrats are poised to pass a sweeping overhaul of the nation's election laws. The measure would restrict partisan gerrymandering and is designed to bring transparency to a campaign finance system that allows wealthy donors to bankroll political causes. The move coincides with efforts by several state legislatures to restrict voting rights. This is NPR News. The Biden administration is joining the European Union by imposing sanctions on senior Russian officials over the poisoning and detention of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. The U.S. and several other nations have concluded that Navalny was given a Russian-made nerve agent. The Kremlin denies any involvement in the attack. Navalny has been jailed since January for violating parole by spending months undergoing treatment at a hospital in Germany. The city of Atlanta and the nation are remembering civil rights icon Vernon Jordan, who died Monday at the age of 85. Jordan rose from the Jim Crow South to become a successful attorney, businessman, and leader of several civil rights organizations. From member station WABE, Lily Oppenheimer has this remembrance.
As a young lawyer, Jordan played a key role in the integration of the University of Georgia. In 1961, he helped escort the first black students to enroll at UGA through a hostile white crowd. After being elected president of the Urban League in 1971, Jordan forged a friendship with Bill Clinton. He was considered a close advisor to Clinton during his two terms in the White House. Both Bill and Hillary Clinton said in a statement that, quote, Jordan brought his big brain and strong heart to everything and everybody he touched. Former President Barack Obama tweeted that, like so many others, quote, Michelle and I benefited from Vernon Jordan's wise counsel. For NPR News, I'm Lily Oppenheimer in Atlanta.
This is NPR News.
Support